Hello, my name is Andrew and I'd like to welcome you to the very first Pooler podcast, a weekly look at all things Pontypool RFC. Each week I will chat to a different member of the club, but this week I'll start by talking to Club Chief Executive Ben Jeffries. Hiya Ben.
Hi Andrew.
You okay?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, happy to be starting this podcast, an extra way that we can communicate with supporters the latest happenings at the club as we still try and bring the club into the 21st century with technology. So hopefully the supporters find this a useful tool and we're happy to get it going.
Absolutely, right. As we all know, the minimum aim for this season was to finish in the top four and earn promotion to an extended premiership. The club are currently on track to achieve that aim. How pleased are you with how the season is progressing?
I'm really pleased because I think above all else we're showing now a bit of maturity that probably took us quite a number of years to reach. I think the acquisitions we've made, both in terms of the squad and in the coaching department, have been really beneficial. Louis Tonkin as head coach has been a great acquisition for us. But not only that, the guys who were here before, Leighton Jones, Stuart Lawrence, Sean Reese, Emily Buckley, Angus Robertson, our medical team there, they've been working hard for a number of years, and it's really good to see now that that little element we were probably missing before has come in and just given us a complete picture. And you look at the squad, largely we're competing with the same squad as last season with a few key acquisitions in certain areas. But what's really good is that the morale is here within the team. We went through some really tough periods last season, but I'm really encouraged by how everybody really opened themselves up to looking at what we were doing wrong and what we were doing good and what we needed to do to get where we are. And I think last weekend's match against Bather was a good example whereby we ground out a solid result when we probably weren't playing at our best. And I think last season, given by how many matches we lost, we probably didn't have the discipline to see those games through last season, whereas this season we're getting results playing ugly at times, and I think they are just as important as showing up to Merthyr and really giving them a very strong game. So we have to keep going.
So that's tangible progress, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, we've faced criticism in the past for probably not performing as well as is expected of this fantastic rugby club, but we've learnt a lot, and I think that's important. Is when things are going great, fantastic, but you can never take your eye off things that have the potential to go wrong. And last season was a really big learning curve for us all. We lost our head coach, as we've discussed previously, to Bridgend very late, a very unfortunate situation really, and it took us a long time to really get our feet planted in the ground again. But what's good is when the time is right, we've got things right. A long way to go yet. Every game is important. There's no gimmies in this league, and it's great to see the guys focused on what they're doing and really looking forward to achieving our objective.
And obviously this weekend you've got RGC coming down to Pontypool Park. They're one of the teams that will be battling it out with you for the title. Are you looking forward to the game?
Yeah, with a sense of nervousness, but I'm getting this every week. I mean, I will sit there and talk to the coaching staff or players or whoever it may be, and this line keeps coming through. Well, it's a must-win game. It's a must-win game. This game's a must-win game. Because there are no games in this league where you get a feeling that it's a gimme. Anyone on any given day has the potential to beat anybody and really underestimate your opponent at your peril. As we found out, we've had to be on our game to get a result. RGC is no different. We've got a really good record against RGC, but none of those were gimmies. They've all been really tough matches, and last season was, I believe, a 7-6 victory. It was tight and it was really hostile and great fun. So we're really looking forward to it, but it's going to be a challenge, as every game is. What's important for us, I think, is that we get the result, because that'll give us some solid breathing space. Well, I say breathing space, enough to where we would probably start to be dictating where we're going to finish in this league if we keep on the trajectory that we are at the minute. But it's going to be extremely difficult, but we're looking forward to welcoming them. They're a very welcoming club when we travel to North Wales, and of course we'll give them the same respect, and hopefully the result goes our way.
And obviously, looking to matters off the pitch now, you compiled your A licence application last month, I believe it was. How is everything with that progressing?
Well, we're due to meet with the union tomorrow. This recorded on a Thursday, so Friday we'll be meeting with them to formally present our application. We're really pleased with it. It's it's far more advanced than it was last season, as naturally happens. That was our first application last season, and whilst it was enough to satisfy the requirements of the Welsh Rugby Union, we didn't want to rest on our laurels. We wanted to improve it further, and really it's indicative of the improvements we've made as a club, from contractual matters to club structure, our budgeting, the rugby structure. Everything now is really there, it's solid, and we're very confident that we will again retain our A licence.
I was going to say, is it easier now to put together an A licence having already been successful the previous year, or is it still as tough as it ever was?
Well, you can never be complacent with it, because I think you're then setting yourself up to under deliver, but it certainly is useful because you've been through the process, what's expected, the meetings, the formal presentation of the A license documentation. So it's good to have an idea of what is expected, but you know, I think it's really important that you demonstrate that you're taking that seriously and that you're showing an initiative to keep improving year on year, which is what we've done. And I'm really excited by the application because, as I said, it really represents, if you look at last year's application, the progress we've made as a club. It's not I don't view it as a box-ticking exercise. I view it as a key indicator as to the progress you're making, and we're really pleased with it.
And as I've noticed on your social media Twitter account recently, you mentioned the fact that the club lacks a mini-junior section. If this was something that you wanted to pursue, would a premiership return, an enclosed grounds, would those sorts of things provide the security, stability and extra finance needed to possibly reintroduce these extra arms of the club?
I'm sceptical, naturally, because it's a case of manpower. And what we've found, without wishing to be too cruel, is that many people have opinions on what we should be doing, but very few want to get their hands dirty and help us. And I think it's easy to forget that we are a team of less than 15 people who put the match together on a match day, who keep every bit of media running.
But in terms of youth development, would that not be something that the WRU could potentially help with in terms of lending coaches and expertise?
There's certainly avenues to explore, but I think it's important not to take your eye off your main objectives. And realistically for us, our club needs to be in the Premiership and being competitive in the Premiership, and our strategy at the moment is to invest in a core squad. That probably in some respects goes against the supposed remit of clubs, but at the end of the day, I view it as beneficial for our supporters. They've been through a hell of a lot, our supporters. Court cases, winding up orders, they put their money into this club when the club needed it most, and we still have a pool of loyal supporters who attend Pontypool Park to see Pontypool Rugby Club winning matches, and I feel a loyalty to them and to our sponsors and our squad and all of our determined, committed volunteers to focus on that primarily. If in the future there's evidence that we can set that up to the benefit of Welsh Rugby and Pontypool, we'll look at it, but I'm certainly not looking at it right now because we're very much stretched, and I'm really proud of everybody involved with our club for getting us from where we were to where we are today. And I think it's important we stick to our objective and not really glance off and look at other opportunities, because at this moment I don't think we could give it 100%, and it wouldn't be fair to anybody else. And it's also important to note that we've got a really good relationship with clubs like Pontypool United, who have a very set and well-run youth section. And what I wouldn't want to do is set up our own and detract from the good work they're doing. And we've got really good mutual relationships with clubs like that. And that's working for us. And I think that's working for Pontypool and the surrounding area. So if it's not broke, don't try and fix it. That's what I'd say right now.
Fair enough. Right, that's all we've got time for today. So I'd just like to thank Ben for his contribution. And also, could you remind anybody listening what time the game kicks off on Saturday and how much it is to get into the game?
Absolutely. 2:30 at Pontypool Park, and it is £7 for adults and a £5 concession fee for old-age pensioners and students. And anyone under 16 goes free. It's a good afternoon. Hopefully the weather cooperates. It's important to state here, as this will be released on Friday, but we'll make a decision on the match going ahead Friday evening to prevent any unnecessary journeys for the RGC travelling support. But hopefully it goes ahead, and let's just hope, whatever the result, that we get a good game of rugby and everyone leaves happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, thank you very much, and I hope you've enjoyed listening.